Testosterone is responsible for the development of male sex organs, and the insufficient production of testosterone results in psychic, anatomic and sexual deficiency in a person. Therefore, testosterone depot is considered an effective medicine for treating hypogonadism caused by the deficiency of androgen. Bodybuilders call it the mass-building steroid, as it's the best way to increase muscle mass and strength with rapid weight gain. This drug is injected once in a week by weightlifters, bodybuilders, powerlifters and other athletes. While it has many positive effects, there are some side effects of testosterone depot as well, such as abnormal breast growth in men, puffy and bloated looking muscles, unwanted weight gain, impotency, acne on neck, shoulders and back, oily hair and skin, baldness, high blood pressure and liver impairment. It is also said that when a person stops taking this drug, his strength and muscle mass start getting considerably reduced in a short span of time. Chapter 10 Liver Protection. The intense amounts bodybuilding training with food, anabolic steroids and supplements can often take its toll on the liver. A healthy liver is required for building muscles and losing extra fats, as it's responsible for maintaining fats and protein transformation and refining the toxins in the body. Bodybuilders are well aware of the importance of a healthy liver in the muscle building method, therefore, it's necessary that they maintain a healthy liver by taking few necessary precautions. Oral steroids are very hard on the liver. Some bodybuilders and athletes take many drugs a day that can negatively impact their livers. Hence, injectable steroids are used by mainstream bodybuilders, as they put less stress on the liver as compared to oral steroids. Some painkillers, i.e. Percocet, commonly used antibiotics, cholesterol medications and acetaminophen should not be used while on a cycle, they're liver killers. Avoiding tobacco and alcohol is also a must for keeping a liver healthy. Other than that, bodybuilders are also recommended to sleep well, as the liver and immune system play the most important role in creating a synergistic effect. Bodybuilders should also avoid taking lots of proteins in their daily diet. Protein intake above 350 grams should be strictly avoided. Exercising can help in relieving stress and nurturing a healthy liver. Some supplements that help in maintaining the liver in a good condition while on a cycle are milk thistle, NAC and essential. Milk thistle is a common supplement for liver health. NAC works by reducing the potency of bodybuilding steroids and protect the liver from detoxification. Essential is used for the treatment of liver damage due to medicines or alcohol. Bodybuilders are highly recommended to use these supplements while on their cycle. They're found to be the most effective liver health supplements today. Chapter 11 Post-cycle therapy. Post-cycle therapy is essential to normalize the natural production of testosterone after a steroid cycle. For this purpose, athletes and bodybuilders make use of different drugs for post-cycle therapy treatment, which help restore testosterone levels or reduce estrogen levels. The use of Nolmadex. One of the most common types of drug use during PCT is a SERM, selective estrogen receptor modulator, which has the ability to inhibit estrogen production with respect to some genes and may also act as an estrogen with respect to others. One such SERM is Nolmadex, which is commonly used by athletes and bodybuilders. Nolmadex has estrogenic effects on bones, which brings about an increase in bone density, making you stronger. It also prevents gynecomastia, which is the abnormal production of mammary glands in males. Therefore, due to its discerning abilities towards some genes, such drugs are considered to be selective in nature. However, the use of Nolmadex in post-cycle therapy treatment is not only because of its estrogen inhibition ability, but also because it helps in raising testosterone levels in the human body. Nolmadex has a special effect on the pituitary gland, and hence the testosterone levels on the human body increase. On an average, 20 mg of Nolmadex result in about 150% increase in testosterone levels. Dosage of Nolmadex. Typically, doctors recommend 20 mg of Nolmadex per day during PCT, yet, some may use higher doses. However, studies suggest a higher dose of Nolmadex or any other anti-estrogen for that matter is highly ineffective, as it may not result in too much increase in testosterone levels. Therefore, doctors suggest that bodybuilders stack Nolmadex with other estrogen inhibitor drugs. Drugs such as Arimidex or Letrozole might be used in small doses along with Nolmadex to prevent gynecomastia and increase testosterone production. It is also useful to stack drugs for post-cycle therapy treatment, because you may not know what drug your body will respond to. It also allows you to consume reasonable doses of each drug, thereby preventing any negative effect demonstrated by consumption of large doses. Clomid. Being a selective estrogen receptor modulator, Clomid is a popular infertility drug in the medical world. But, owing to its property of blocking estrogen inhibition, it has exceptional benefits for bodybuilders and athletes. Usually taken in the form of pills, the generic drug in Clomid is clomiphene citrate, a synthetic form of estrogen, which stimulates the production of testosterone. For this reason, it offers benefits for bodybuilders too. Although it is a weaker drug, it is used by many athletes to increase their testosterone levels and bind estrogen receptors. Athletes use it during post-cycle therapy, for restoring natural testosterone levels in the body. Clomid is weaker than Novadex. 150 mg of Clomid gives the same effect as achieved through using 20 mg Novadex. However, the recommended per day dosage of Clomid is around 50 mg to 100 mg. Benefits of Clomid. Stimulates release of testosterone. Prevents gynecomastia. Can be used safely as a long-term treatment for low testosterone levels. Has fewer side effects than other similar drugs such as Novadex. Normalizes hormone level in bodybuilders. Side effects of Clomid. The side effects of Clomid occur only if it is used in heavy doses for a long time. Inappropriate doses also result in several negative side effects such as vision problems, stomach ache, cardiovascular diseases, nausea, including stomach ache, vomiting and severe feeling of nausea, headaches. Prolonged use of Clomid results in headaches which can extend to migraines, stroke, chest pain, weight gain, backache, hair loss, fatigue, dehydration of skin, etc. The drug is said to give positive results in most cases but should only be taken after proper consultation and expert advice. The use of HCG. Restoring endogenous testosterone production is of great concern at the end of steroid cycle. This is when low androgen levels lead to problems caused by negative feedback in the body due to synthetic steroid use. The biggest concern is the action of cortisol, which in many ways is balanced out by the effect of androgens. Cortisol sends the opposite message to the muscles than testosterone, or to break down protein in the cell. Left unchecked, by an extremely low testosterone level in the body, cortisol can quickly strip much of your new muscle mass away. Human chorionic gonadotropin, or HCG, is a peptide hormone produced by the embryo during pregnancy and by placenta to help control hormones in pregnant women. Bodybuilders use HCG for post-cycle therapy because it mimics the luteinizing hormone, which is what stimulates the testes to produce testosterone. HCG used during a cycle can help one avoid testicular atrophy. Some may still use HCG in reduced doses accompanied by drugs such as Novadex to deal with estrogen-related side effects. Chapter 12 Peptides. Peptide hormones are secreted by various endocrinal glands. They are synthesized by amino acids and are normally secreted directly to the bloodstream. Being water-soluble, peptide hormones take less time to start working as compared to steroid hormones, which usually take a while to start functioning in the body. Peptide hormones are also known as protein hormones and vary widely in size. Peptide hormones basically start the production of a large number of unique hormones which are essential for regulating important functions of human body. This is the basic reason why they are being commonly used by the bodybuilders to build more muscle. To get to know more about peptide hormones, it is important to be aware of the various hormones constituted by the peptide hormones. 1. ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone. This hormone is being secreted by the pituitary gland and helps in stimulating adrenal glands. It assists in administering the production of glucocorticoids as well as growth hormone. It also helps in rebuilding the damaged tissues in the body and acts on muscles, bones and liver. Increased levels of this hormone can cause insomnia, hypertension and osteoporosis, etc. 2. ADH, antidiuretic hormone. This peptide hormone aids the body in fluid retention and stimulates higher level of blood pressure. 3.HCG, human chorionic gonadotropic. This hormone helps in increasing testosterone levels in the body. It can assure increased muscle mass and enhanced strength the bodybuilders hanker after. However, an excessive level of even this hormone can cause a number of dreadful side effects. Among these side effects, two of the most common and terrible ones are gynecomastia in males and disturbed menstrual cycle in females. 4.Luteinizing hormone and follicle stimulating hormone. These hormones are produced by pituitary glands and stimulate gonads. They are responsible for building the secondary characteristics in males and females. Moreover, They help female bodies in maturation of ovarian follicles and play a vital role in production of sperms in males. 5.HGH, human growth hormones. Human growth hormones are secreted by the pituitary gland in the human body and are responsible for the development of tissues and the breakdown of proteins and fats in the body. As the name implies, these hormones are essential for administering growth of human body. It helps in increasing not just the size of the body cells but also the number of the cells. This hormone is among the most important hormones used by athletes for increasing muscle mass and enhancing strength. However, an increased amount of HGH in body can make you suffer from a variety of disorders like hypertension, abnormal growth of hands and feet, increased perspiration, agitation, etc. Apart from these important peptide hormones, there are a number of others as well, like EPO, erythropoietin, which is a hormone responsible for increasing the number of RBCs, red blood cells, in human body and is normally considered to be effective for enhancing body endurance level. Some other vital peptide hormones are gastrin, prolactin, insulin, etc. Growth hormone is the fountain of youth, and as one ages, body produces lesser amounts of growth hormone, thus decreasing metabolism rate, muscle recovery, endurance and fitness. Different variants of growth hormone releasing peptides offer therapies that can help people in maintaining a steady flow of growth hormone by injecting these drugs to produce artificial stimuli that enhance secretion and production of growth hormone. This enhanced production of growth hormone improves size and number of muscle cells, increases elasticity, thus removing wrinkles, improves fitness, enhances testosterone levels and magnify endurance of the body. All these are attained with very minor or absolutely no side effects. Bear in mind that some variants of growth hormone releasing peptides are designed for professionals and they bring greater results but have many side effects associated with them. We are specifically talking about GHRP2. Which brings enormous gains, though they can't be compared to the gains brought by other drugs. Growth hormone releasing peptides produce best results when taken under the supervision of doctors. Knowing the right combination, dosage amount, frequency, training and rest pattern, along with maintaining proper diet, demands surveillance of a professional eye. All these factors are important in bringing the desired results. After the age of 40, growth hormone is produced in very little quantities. This low level of growth hormone affects testosterone levels, causes the accumulation of body fats, and reduces rate of metabolism and hinders in maintaining blood sugar level. HGH is generally stacked with other steroids for better results. Also, since most of the athletes have already reached their highest potential in deriving benefits from a specific steroid, small human growth hormone dosages along with other steroids help push the boundaries. Due to its role in protein metabolism, HGH has found rapid usage by athletes and bodybuilders for muscle building purposes. Bodybuilders and athletes usually prefer the use of HGH because it is considered to be safer, especially when taken in recommended. Older studies conducted on HGH dosages recommend 16.5 IU, international units, of HGH distributed in 3 doses during the week. However, such a dosage is considered to be high and is reported to increase the probability of side effects. Modern physicians recommend lower doses such as 4 to 8 IU every week distributed into 2 doses every day for a period of 6 days. Doctors also teach patients in injecting themselves with HGH early in the morning and at night. On the 7th day, HGH injections are not suggested. Also, some doctors have been reported to prescribe very low HGH doses at the start, such as half an IU for a day. This dosage is gradually increased in an increment of half an IU per month. Side effects. The side effects of HGH are believed to be visible with a dosage of 2 IU or higher. The most common side effect is the thickening of bones of forehead and hands, the enlargement of body organs like the heart and kidney, and increased chances of hypoglycemia. The consumption of HGH is also believed to be linked with increased insulin resistance, thereby resulting in diabetes in the user. Global IGF-1. Insulin-like growth factor, commonly known as global IGF-1, is a performance-enhancing experimental drug mostly used by bodybuilders. This drug directly affects muscles, cartilage, bones, lungs, liver, nerves and skin. It is also found to have significant influence on cell development and growth. Global IGF-1 is said to deliver the following benefits. Beneficial for health. Helps in muscle growth. Rejuvenates nerve cells. Helps reduce fat and protein breakdown and makes protein transportation into cells easier. Produces lymphocytes. Reduces levels of bad cholesterol in the blood. As a result of weight training, new muscle cells are developed and this process is known as hypertrophy. When global IGF-1 is consumed, it helps in growth of muscle fibers by splitting muscle cells. This process is called hyperplasia. Hypertrophy combined with hyperplasia gives a new strength to muscles. Moreover, it also makes the recovery and repair of injured muscles quick. This is the reason this drug is getting popularity among bodybuilders. Although it is an experimental drug, yet the expectations from this drug are high. Global IGF-1 is injected directly into the muscles and the best part about this drug is that it is undetectable by both urine test and blood test. In a nutshell, this amazing drug provides perpetual muscle growth, anti-aging, and muscle repair without getting detected. Glotropin. Glotropin is a human growth hormone which stimulates increased production of body's natural hormones like insulin. Its chemical composition includes about 191 amino acids bound together. Glotropin has several advantages. Stimulates body cells to divide faster and grow in size. Increases protein synthesis. Increases muscular mass. Enhances body's ability to use up fats and decreases carbohydrate breakdown. This is important, since carbohydrate storage in muscles needs to be maintained, if muscular body is required. Therefore, glotropin intake reduces body's fat deposition. Strengthens body tissues. Provides faster recovery from injuries. Dosage of glotropin varies from person to person. The hormone may be taken daily or thrice a week. It all depends on your body size and weight. Apart from the above-mentioned advantages, like every steroid, glotropin has its bleak side as well. Bone deformations. Improper functioning of thyroid gland. Acne. Liver malfunctioning due to excessive stimulation. Headache and nausea. May give physical build, but it cannot give much internal body strength. Therefore, it is often stated that the effects of this hormone are merely for show and not internal. Water retention. Unnatural hair growth. Insulin. Insulin is a hormone naturally produced by pancreas in human body. This hormone works to keep the blood glucose level within an acceptable range. Insulin works by converting excessive sugar in our blood into glycogen, and hence depositing it in muscle tissues. Therefore, increased secretion of insulin provides a favorable environment for muscle buildup. Mechanism: it is important to feed your body with sufficient amount of carbohydrates and proteins to avoid breakdown of your muscular storage. Researchers have deduced that after vigorous workout, human body is more likely to break down carbohydrates than fats to meet the increasing need of energy. To avoid muscular mass getting broken down, an insulin shot just after exercise will help your body retain its carbohydrate storage in the muscles and instead force it to break fats down to meet body demands. Side effects of insulin. Improper dosage can lead to fat deposition in body muscles. Insulin injection can hinder the natural production of this hormone within our body. If this situation occurs, blood insulin level can increase. This will directly lead to diabetes. An increased level of insulin might result in a drastic reduction in blood glucose level. This can result in coma, brain damage or even death. Therefore, insulin is a useful hormone if used with care. Chapter 13 Prohormones. Prohormone supplements are anabolic precursors that act as anabolic steroids and enhance the growth and development of muscles in the body. These supplements are generally used by weight trainers or bodybuilders to enhance muscle mass. Usually, prohormone supplements lack only one molecule to be equivalent to anabolic steroids. Once these supplements are digested, and the enzymatic process takes place, the missing molecule is introduced in the body resulting in an increase in the anabolic hormones in the bloodstream. This facilitates a chemical reaction that helps to burn the extra body fat and nutrients and building muscle mass. Due to the limited amount of enzymes available in the body, the result of prohormone supplements may be restricted. When the body gets short of the enzymes used to break down hormones, the performance of the supplements becomes reduced. Androstenedione is a prohormone supplement which is an antecedent for testosterone. Similarly, DHEA or dehydroepiandrosterone is a precursor to many other hormones in the body and is typically used to increase athletic performance, enhance strength, support weight loss and also develop cognitive ability. Some people may believe that the usage of pre-hormone supplements is extremely beneficial without any side effects. However, prolonged usage results in many side effects and various organ complications. Excess use or misuse of pre-hormone supplements may result in liver complications. Moreover, prolonged use may also lead to renal failure and may also affect fertility in the long run. Extensive use causes hair loss, acne and baldness as it eventually lowers the production of testosterone in the body with the passage of time. In females, the abuse of pro-hormones may lead to the development of masculine features such as increased facial growth or deepening of voice. This occurs due to the increase in testosterone production in women through the usage of pro-hormone supplements. Therefore, before taking any type of pro-hormone supplement, it is recommended to consult a doctor. Considering these complications and the misuse of steroids and pro-hormones by many athletes, some pro-hormone compounds were banned under the Anabolic Steroid Control Act of 2004. Recommended use of pro-hormones is after the age of 30. People below 21 should not even think about using them. Pro-hormone benefits. Muscle growth. They help in increasing the muscle mass significantly and make the body look bigger. Muscle strength. Pro-hormones are popular for enhancing muscle strength. Appetite. Increased appetite is another benefit of using these supplements. Recovery time. In athletes, the use of pro-hormones enhances the recovery time. Harmful effects of pro-hormones. The side effects of using pro-hormone usually vary with the pro-hormone used. There are a number of common harmful effects. Liver function. Pro-hormones are said to be stressful for the liver. Hair loss. Imbalance of these can result in irrecoverable hair loss. Bad cholesterol. An increase in blood cholesterol level may occur. Acne. This is a side effect common to most steroids and pro-hormones. High blood pressure. Problems like high blood pressure and hypertension may occur.